are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Wednesday, August the 5th, and a new Piston joining the team this year. We'll see, but this is your boy Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, Pistons fan and follower my whole life, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for indulging us the last couple days here on Locked On Pistons podcast as we remembered a friend in Jamie Samuelson who passed away over the weekend. Also wanted to point out that we realize that the audio that is coming through the Zoom call, most of these last few episodes, these aren't quite the audio quality that maybe you guys are quite used to on Locked On Pistons. I am aware of this. We are going to take care of this permanently going forward, but there are going to be some sporadic episodes here that have this not great audio. I know it's not terrible, but we'll get back to the audio that you're used to quality-wise here going forward. But today we're going to talk about the rumors flying about possibly the newest Piston coming aboard here in the upcoming season, a big name, of course, as well. Some bad news on the bubble front, outside of the bubble, and also some inside of the bubble bad news as well. But we also got a caller who chimed in with an idea for the G League team as well, as the Pistons put that out there for the Pistons fans to go ahead and join the party and try to join the new downtown Detroit G League team. But give me a follow on Twitter at @Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore for that, also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons - Matt Shook. Do me a favor as well on Twitter and give a follow to the Play_Michigan account. If you didn't know, the Detroit casinos reopening today, Wednesday, with Greektown Casino and Motor City Casino downtown. The FanDuel Sportsbook at Motor City Casino will not be reopening until Friday. And then MGM, the entire facility with Sportsbook, will be opening up on Friday as well. So that's your quick minute on the Detroit casinos. Of course, sports gambling now allowed at the Detroit casinos and some of the tribal casinos around the state as well. We'll be talking about that a little bit more as the fall gets closer, because you'll be able to bet online on the apps. And I'll tell you about all the apps that are coming to Michigan as well and try to get you sold on sports gambling. That's what we all need. We need a little bit more gambling in our world, a little bit more gambling in the life. But hey, the Pistons have been somewhat trending. They've been talked about on the internet the last couple of days, kind of a refreshing, cool thing. And in part because J. Cole is looking for a basketball team. He's looking for an NBA team to play on. A rapper that most of you guys probably know. I know a little bit. Not going to be claim to be a big J. Cole fan, but we do have some information here, a tip sheet on J. Cole. Jermaine Lamar Cole, born in West Germany, so he's kind of a military brat, just like Reggie Jackson, from Fayetteville, North Carolina, 35 years old, so he's younger than yours truly, 6'2", 201. I think he makes him a little bit of an undersized two guard from what it sounds like, but tried to walk on as a sophomore at St. John's in New York City. Didn't make it, decided basketball was on the back burner and decided against that and went with the rap game instead. I think he made the right decision there. Practiced with the girls team at St. John's a little bit. Was featured heavily in the 2019 All-Star Weekend because that was in Charlotte, his home state. I just watched the YouTube video of his halftime performance there. Was impressed. Pretty good. I'm probably not going to go listen to much more J. Cole here in the next couple of days. Not going to lie to you. But I guess apparently he missed a dunk at All-Star Weekend during the dunk contest, so he couldn't get that one done, but did make the alley-oop in the 2012 celebrity game on a pass to him from your boy Kevin Hart. So anyway, there's videos circulating. I saw the videos of J. Cole playing some hoops and shooting around, which is the one that caught my eye the most. They're kind of going around the horn from three-point land, swishing most of them, making them all. I'm sure there was some editing done to where there was some misses in there, but certainly anytime you can knock down 5, 6, 7, 8 jumpers in a row, you catch my eye there. And said something about wanting to play in the NBA, and the Pistons social media team jumped on that on I believe on Monday, putting out a tweet saying, J. Cole, come out and try out with us. Everyone was doing the putting the jersey on them through the Photoshop there. But to, and I know that I'm the old man, and I always got the old takes on everything. I'm supposed to get out here and say, how can a serious NBA team do this? How can you struggle for 10, 12 years, put your fans through this nonsense and make publicity stunts like this? This is why your franchise is a joke. But to people who say stuff like that, or someone who's making this into a serious thing, I'm going to say this. Get over yourself. This is fun. This is social media stuff. This is a bored fan base that's going to have to go through possibly 8 months of not watching their team play basketball. This is the culture. This is a celebrity. And hopefully, maybe it turns into something bigger. Maybe it's the publicity stunt to end all publicity stunts for the Pistons. Maybe they give the Grand Rapids Drive a good farewell present. Bring J. Cole along. Play him in a few games. Give him a starting spot. Who cares? You know, it's nice to see the Pistons almost trending. It's nice to see the Pistons being talked about a little bit here. Get them to Grand Rapids. Give them some minutes. We saw Master P do some training camp stuff back in the day. Anything to sell tickets in the minor leagues, that's for sure. And I know that Tom Gores has probably got an eyebrow raised thinking about the possibilities of J. Cole night at Little Caesars Arena. But what rapper do you want to see? Are we forgetting someone? I know that Above the Rim, we had Tupac and Birdie in that one. Would love to see him come back from the dead and play for the Detroit Pistons. But, and of course, Master P, kind of the most celebrated probably basketball/rap crossover there. So J. Cole, from the Locked On Pistons podcast, the official invitation, first of all, come on to the show anytime you want. We'll educate you about the Detroit Pistons history and culture, because we can't show up on tryouts. I'm sure there's a written test involved about why this jersey is retired number, why this jersey is retired number here. We can give you the lowdown on the city of Detroit, everything he needs to know, because he's going to be spending a lot of time in Midtown with the G League team, in the new center area, in the practice facility. And, of course, we expect him to be probably starting at 2, I would think. Maybe you start Derrick Rose at 1, J. Cole at 2, Sekou gets in the starting spot at 3, Blake Griffin at 4. And, maybe we'll get Common from Chicago, and he'll play center there at 5. I think he's played a couple of the celebrity games as well. So, yeah, bring J. Cole aboard. But the Pistons are going to need it. They're going to need some kind of practice. They're going to need something going, because up next, we got some bad news about the bubble. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But, hey, say it with me now. Sports are back, baby. I've been waiting for this day all the way back since March, and now it's here, and I've got only one thing on my mind, and that's my bookie. My bookie is a home run. It's a slam dunk. It's a triple overtime game-winning shot all wrapped up into one. I love it. You love it. And that should be all you need to hear in order to start betting today. My bookie has up-to-the-minute odds on all your favorite teams. And with the start of Major League Baseball here now, there's never been a better time to start playing. With my bookie, it's easy. You bet, you win, they pay. Feeling good about your team's chances this year? Be sure to check out my bookie's World Series future bets. Nothing shows you believe in your squad like betting on them before the season's even begun. So why stop with baseball, though? Smart bettors are already looking for an edge towards the future. And in this case, that means basketball, your Detroit Pistons, hockey, your Detroit Red Wings, and football, that's right, your Detroit Lions. MyBookie is already accepting bets on all your favorite NBA, NHL, and NFL games. There's never been a better time to start exploring the world of online sports betting. Join today, and MyBookie will match your deposit 100%, plus they'll toss you a free $10 MLB futures wager. All you got to do is enter promo code LOCKEDONNBA when signing up. Remember, at MyBookie, the terms are simple. You bet, you win, they pay.
Yes, sir!
All right, a little bit later on, we're going to hit the Google voicemail line and hear about a caller who's got the name to end all names. He believes is the one that we should be naming the G League team for the Detroit Pistons, which will start not this season, but the following season. The Grand Rapids Drive, one more year in the G League as the affiliate for the Pistons before this yet unknown team comes in. But I hope you guys have been following the action. It's been cleaner than we'd hoped for or probably planned for, maybe thought would be. It's been competitive games, close games. You kind of take away the home court advantage. Kind of shows that all these guys are really good, especially in this kind of smaller seeming atmosphere for the players to be playing in. We know that T.J. Warren is pretty much M.J. Jordan at this point. I believe 39.7 points per game per 3 days. And I know Pistons thoughts, my guy Jordan out in California was screaming about that. I want to give him credit and big ups for saying that he wanted to bring TJ Warren here last summer, come high, a hell or high water. Certainly that would have helped out the Pistons this year. Need to come up with some moves like that this summer with the cap room and the spending flexibility that could help against some other teams. Also in the bubble, the Nets over the Bucks. Seems like maybe some of these higher echelon teams, thinking about the Bucks, thinking about the Lakers, you lock up your seed, or even if you don't, I mean, what's the seeding matter between 1 and 2 when you don't have to go on the road and play that 1 or 2 seed in the Eastern or Western Conference Finals anymore? I think they wanted to play, you know, well in the first couple games of the bubble, but Giannis sits out the entire second half of this game. Brooklyn gets the win. Again, this is something that's inconsequential, although those teams will probably match up in the first round. The buzzer beater for Devin Booker to beat the LA Clippers. So two big upsets in the bubble, but some bad news from the bubble today. A couple of bits of bad news and some really bad news for former Michigan State player Jaren Jackson Jr. Out for the season, suffers the injury for the Memphis Grizzlies. And in a team that's got some teams breathing down their neck, they lose the Pelicans the other day. We'll see if someone can get in that play-in game. I think I speak for all neutral basketball fans when no matter who we're rooting for, and we talked about how you could be rooting for Memphis, and that certainly makes a lot of sense. I think we want to see some sort of play-in for one of the conferences, obviously the West, being the more likely candidate. So I am kind of rooting against Memphis in these next handful of games to see if we can get someone to move up to the 9 seed. The 9 seed will have to beat the 8 seed twice, and the 8 seed would just have to win one game to move on to play most likely the Lakers, the 1 seed. In the Western Conference. Some good news on the injury front, though, as Goran Dragic went down with an ankle injury. X-rays were apparently negative on that, so just a sprain for him. It sounds like he will not have his season end, unlike the fortunes of Jaren Jackson Jr. But some bad news from the reporting, reading between the lines of what's been going on from the bubble front, the backup bubble, I should say. As Sham Sharnia of The Athletic reporting on Tuesday that a second bubble is looking tenuous. We're almost going to burst the bubble even before it starts. There was a lot of rumors. Of course, Dwayne Casey and Troy Weaver have talked about this offseason, that they are proponents, they're advocates of getting the 8 teams together in a single place, just like the 22 teams are right now, you know, sometime probably talking about September, October, something like that, well before the November 10th tentative date for training camps to open next year. There was talk about this possibly happening in Chicago and getting some of that together. And short of that, maybe regional bubbles with 2 or 3 of the teams kind of mixed up with each other to kind of get some form of development, get some sort of 5-on-5 competition for the quote unquote delete 8 teams, which is a moniker, I believe, that John Hollinger, The Athletic, came up with. Props to him for that. Golden State, Cleveland, Minnesota, Atlanta, your Detroit Pistons, the New York Knicks, Chicago Bulls, and Charlotte Hornets are the 8 teams outside of the bubble. But, you know, this is the reality of the situation, and it's going to be what it's going to be at this point. If you're a Pistons fan and you're upset and you're thinking, man, Sekou needs to go up against competition, Bruce Brown needs to handle the ball a little bit more, Kyrie Thomas, we got to see what we got there. Steve Mikhailuk, what's it like when you take a guy out of 5-out-of-5 competition? Is he going to hurt his 3-point ball? You'd love to see Luke Kennard in some game type of action if it's possible. He didn't play pretty much all of 2020. I think all of 2020, now that I think about it. I don't have the game log in front of me right now. But that's what you get for being in the Delete Eight. If you are in the great company, the esteemed company of the Delete Eight, you get what you got's done to you, my boy Anthony Tomasi used to say. So that's the famous quote. You get what you got's done to you. And if the NBA decides that the bubble is too dangerous, it's too tenuous, there's not enough money to be made, whatever the reasons are, and it's probably going to be a combination of all those reasons, then you get what you got's done to you. The money is just not going to be big enough from TV. I think the Shams had the number of $900 million that the NBA is salvaging or quote-unquote making from having this bubble taking place in Orlando with the 22 teams. The number for the summer league type of atmosphere games that would be happening with the Delete Eight, I don't know what it would be, but it's not $900 million. It's not even going to – it might not even be $900 if we're being honest. So we could probably show a couple scrimmages on Fox Sports Detroit, maybe throw them on NBA TV for some of the addicted to basketball junkies to watch over the summer. But my one thought was maybe Sekou could just host all of his teammates over in France. Everyone go to France, have some scrimmages. But then I was like, oh, wait, Americans can't go to Europe right now. So we can't go there. Outside circumstances are precluding against that. Of course, this brings up a lot of different questions, right? What about free agents? Do you have Christian Wood play for the Pistons before the period where he becomes a free agent? I don't think that's going to fly. And, yeah, you could say, well, there's only a couple of Pistons that fall under that purview. Well, there's 8 New York Knicks that are free agents right now. So you probably couldn't even really have a New York Knicks team. You got the Golden State Warriors in this mix. They don't want to do it. It seems like the reports are that they're going to just kind of forget that the 1920 season happened. They're moving on with their lives. They're getting ready for Steph Curry coming back full strength. He only played a handful of games before the break. Klay Thompson, of course, missed the season. They're going to figure out what they're going to do with their high draft pick. And Andrew Wiggins is new to the team as well. So they want to get their own thing figured out, and more power to them. Of course, this is a team that's in much better much different circumstances than the rest of the teams in the Elite Eight, certainly the Detroit Pistons among them. But I wanted to close here today with the quote from Michelle Roberts, the leader of the NBA Players Association. She says, unless we could replicate in every way the protocol that's been established in Orlando, I'm being tame now, suspicious. I think there are conversations that could be had. If there's anything we can do with the 8 other teams, I know there are some players, particularly young players, that seem concerned they're not getting enough opportunities. I think our teams are incredibly smart and creative and can come up with ways to get their guys engaged, if not now, before the season starts. But I'm very concerned, and frankly, my concern aside, our players, our teams are very concerned about any in terms of play that doesn't have the same guarantees of safety and health that we've been provided for the teams in Orlando. So, yeah, never say never, but there's a standard. It's a standard that's got to be met. And if it's not met, next question, as far as I'm concerned, end quote. And I appreciate that the Shams went word for word on that long quote for Michelle Roberts, because it is how people speak. And normally you clean up those quotes. But in these types of stories, you could see why someone would want to be completely precise with the word for word quotes. So that's it. Don't be too excited about the bubble. It might not be happening for the Pistons. We'll live through it. We'll get by. And this is where a coaching staff, right, a veteran coaching staff, not only the one-on-one work, but imparting the culture, imparting from afar in a lot of cases, the need for these guys to be developing, to do the work on their own, to get these high-paid trainers, to get these coaches that travel throughout the offseason to meet these guys wherever they are, usually in California, and work with these guys. This is what coaching staffs are for. And I think this weird year of sports in some ways is going to separate the good coaches from the not so good coaches. I think that's the issue with every NFL coach. They're going to figure out a way to mix in all these new players when some of the players get COVID. The training camp's going to be a lot different than usual. How do you adapt? How do you get over it? And how do you move on? And how do you still be successful in the face of adversity? That's something that everyone's going to be dealing with. And, sure, the Elite Eight has some things working against them, but that's the nature of the beast right now. And you adapt or you die. And we'll see how the Detroit Pistons do in this one. But coming up next, we are going to be talking about the name for the G League team. We've got a caller who's going to chime in. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Julius Marcus Harrison. I live in West Bloomfield. My email is jmark@gmail.com, and I feel a good affiliation for the Pistons name would be the Detroit Diesel. Yeah, so I really feel like that could be good, or it could be the Detroit Valves. So let me know what you think. Again, jmarkharrison@gmail.com. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for the call. I really appreciate it. If you want to chime in with your own suggestions for the Detroit Pistons G League team, in addition to the Diesel and the Valves, give us a call at 810-666-1546. Leave your name, tell us where you're from, and give us your ideas for the G League team. Also going to steal from James Edwards III, our friend of The Athletic. He did a thumbs up, thumbs down with some of the suggestions from the readers. He went with thumbs up for the sound. Also had the Motor City Bad Boys in there. Did not like the Locomotives. He liked the Alternators. That's a good one. The Detroit Renaissance. That's a good name. The Brown Bombers. He liked that one as well. Thumbs down for Motor City Machine, according to James. Obviously, the car one, the theme out there for cars, building on the Pistons. You can see why you might do that. Maybe you want to do something a little bit more socially conscious with the times that we're living in. Of course, that's something that the NBA is focusing on right now. Maybe this would be an opportunity for the Pistons organization to do something kind of a nod to that. But one that James really liked, gave a big thumbs up, called it super creative. His favorite one so far is the Woodward Cruisers. What about that, right? Of course, the Midtown Arena will be right off of Woodward there through the artery of downtown Detroit. And then we know that connects up to the suburbs all the way to Pontiac as well. And, of course, a big nod to the Woodward Dream Cruise, which is not happening this summer, but an event like no other in Southeast Michigan. If you're a Michigander, of course, you're familiar with that. Motor City Express is one that James gave thumbs down. I agree with that. Motor City Pride, he likes it, but I'm going to be not as nice and say that I think that's kind of lame. Motor City Soul, he says yes. I think that's also, it's all right. It's not terrible. Vipers and Fury, one reader chimed in as well. There might be some trademark issues with that. Motor City Mustangs, I agree with James that it sounds like an AAU team. I think it is an AAU team already out there. He likes Detroit Hustle and Detroit Shock. Motor City Phoenix, I'm not feeling either. But the Detroit Rise, or Detroit Rising is the name of Crane's Detroit podcast, business podcast by my buddy Chad Livengood as well. So, yeah, maybe the Detroit Rising, Detroit Rise, something like that. I'm feeling it. But Woodward Cruisers might be moving up my list. I like that one. So hat tip to the reader who came up with that. But if we're looking for some more of yours as well, 810-666-1546, maybe we'll put up a poll on Twitter sometime in these next weeks or so as we're looking for your contributions to the show. We're looking for some show ideas. We got some contests that we're brewing as well. Some other things in the back of our minds, guests that we're trying to hunt down for some interviews. That's right. We've got months and months of content to fill, although the draft lottery is coming up on August 20th. Excited about that. Only about 15 days away now. So something real to talk about very soon for your Detroit Pistons. But this is your host, Matt Shook of the Locked On Pistons podcast, saying thanks for listening. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On Fantasy Basketball. Have a great one, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.